Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, Chapter 1, Text 276. Yesterday we read how the disciple Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was again reopened his toll after taking initiation from Ishwarpuri and started teaching his students Sanskrit, grammar, vyakaran, and naya, logic. But everything he was teaching was concluding in Krishna. And they would ask some questions, what is the origin of the Sanskrit alphabet? And he said, Krishna Drishti, the glance of Krishna. And he said, what are all the akshara, what are all the syllables, and what are they all in, what do they all actually lead to? And he said, Krishna. And everything was just Krishna. And then the chelas, the shishyagan, or the group of disciples, Sanskrit disciples, they started to make fun of their teacher, Nimai Pandit, Mahaprabhu Vishambhar. They started to say amongst themselves, they said, I think he's gone pagal. He has a disturbance in his life errors. So then they went to complain. They went to the dean of the school, dean of the college, because he's only one professor in the college, in the Sanskrit department, University of Moscow, Sanskrit department. So they went to complain to the dean. And the dean is the teacher of Nimai Pandit, and his teacher is Gangadas Pandit. So they went to Gangadas Pandit and said, your disciple is pagal. He's not representing the Sanskrit correctly. He's simply saying everything is Krishna, 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 Krishna. So you have to chastise him or whatever. So now that's where we pick up here, that there's a conversation that Mahaprabhu, let's say Vishambhar, has been called into the dean's office. So the dean of the college is inquiring, what is going on? You're working here and now you're talking, bringing on all this Hare Krishna stuff. Maybe you become a Hare Krishna? Don't mix up this Krishna stuff. This is a non-sectarian school. You only teach this Sanskrit. Don't teach any religion. Religion's not allowed in this school. What are you doing, Vishambhar? And then he's saying that, although your students are saying you're a murka, you're a fool, I know you're not a fool. You're not a fool, you're not a murka from your father's side or your mother's side. Because you may be a murka from your mother's side. Your father's side may be smart. Like your father's line may be a Brahmin, maybe your father is a Brahmin, but then he marries a lower caste person. That happens. Or like a mother. Like one family in Bombay, the mother's Brahmin, but the father's Sindhi. So they're different caste. So there could be some influence there. But he's from one side, the mother's side or the father's side. But the teacher, Gangadas, the dean is telling, Gangadas Pandit is telling Nimai Pandit, from your mother's side, everyone's pundits. Because she's a Brahmani, and they're also all pundits. And from your father's side, they're also pundits. And your mother's side traces to Nilambara Chakravarti, and your father's side, so they're all pundits. They're all learned. There are no murkas there. There's no fools in your line. There's no murka sampradaya. It's all pundit. It's all pundit sampradaya. So this is true, and you're their generation, you're their offspring, then why are you acting loco? Why are you speaking a little crazy? So now he gives the sauce. The dean is going to give the sauce. Iha jani bhalamate kara adyayan hailaise vaishnava brahman. Now remembering all this, Nimai, practice your lessons properly. Only through proper study can one become a Vaishnava. Bhadra bhadra murka dvija janibe kemone iha jani Krishna bala kara adhyayane. Gangadas said, how one ignorant, twice born, know what is proper and what is not? Knowing this, you should chant the name of Krishna and concentrate on your studies. So he's saying, alright, Gangadas is telling him, so apparently you're just saying Krishna Krishna. You're not studying properly and you're not teaching properly. So I'm giving you one warning now. If I have to call you in again to the office and you're fired from this Sanskrit department, you're out of the Moscow University. You have to get a job somewhere else. So he's warning him now. Come on, get serious, Nimai Pandit. What is all this Krishna consciousness, Hare Krishna stuff? Balamate Gya Shastra Vasya Padao Vyati Rikta Artakara Mora Matakao. Go now. Go back to your classroom. Go back to your classroom now. Teach properly. Go now, but promise me that you will teach the scriptures properly without any different meanings. Scriptures means the Sanskrit books. Shastra, they're also Shastras. Sanskrit Shastras. I'm not talking Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. The dean of the school is saying, look, now go back to your class, now teach Sanskrit properly. Now you promise me. You promise me. None of this Krishna stuff. Oh, yes, sir, I promise you. Now what does Nimai Pandit say after getting the sauce from Ganga Das? Prabhupale tomara dui charana prasade navadvipe kehe more napore vivade amyeva kane shutra kariya khandan navadvipe tahas stapi beka kona janna nagarevasya e padaimo gya dekikara shakti ache tushuka asya. Vishambhar Mahaprabhu said, Dui Charana Prasad. Tomara Dui Charana Prasad. By the mercy of your feet, Charan Prasad, no one in Navadvip can stand before me in vivad, argument. Aj vivaha, kal vivad. Today vivaha, aj we get married. Vivaha means marriage. Today we're... Aj vivaha kal vivad. Means today we're married, tomorrow we fight. Haribo. So he's saying, pare vivad. Navadvipa kehen morena, morena. No one here, by your mercy, because you're such a great teacher, Gangadas, you've taught me and prepared me and trained me, that no one in Navadvipa can stand before me in debate. Who in Ami Yev Hakani Sutra Kariya Krandan? Navadvipa taha stabi. Stapi Bheka Konjan. Who in Navadvipa can refute my explanations of the sutras, the Sanskrit sutras? I will teach publicly in the middle of the city. Let me see who has the power to challenge me. So he's really responding in a very bold way to the dean of the school, telling Gangadas, now you watch me. Oh, you had some doubts about my teaching? You thought I was becoming a Hare Krishna person? No way. You watch now. You watch how I speak, teach Sanskrit. I'll go to the middle of the city and I'll defeat everybody and establish your glories as my teacher.
Sri Prabhupada says that this whole line of thought that at your mother's side, everybody is Brahman. Father's side, everybody is Brahman. Then why you're talking like this?
Nobody's a murka. Why are you acting like a murka?
So because at that time they used to follow Dharmada and Samskar, Ikram Pakka, in a proper way. That's why the line of thought was existing.
Yeah.
Now there's nobody talks like that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Now they say, yeah, your father's a Brahmin and your mother's a Brahmin and you're a jerk. Because you're only a Brahmin in name only, in one sense, in many cases, not always, in many. You know, they're still there, but in general, because people aren't observing the sanskaras, then the pure jivas aren't coming over there. Just any Tom, Dick, and Harry is dropping in. And then he gets the name so-and-so Gupta, so-and-so Sharma. He's actually a rickshaw wala by Guna and Karma. It's poetic also. Harisha Haila Guru Shunya Bachan Chalila Guru Rokari Charanam Vandan. Gangadas became pleased upon these words of the Lord, who then departed after offering respects to his guru's feet. So the dean was pacified. The dean of the school was pacified. All right, I rectified my teacher. My professor is in proper line now. Now he's reassured me and gave in a confident way he's going to go back and teach the Sanskrit. And so I'm sure my school will run fine now. My name and reputation will carry on. He won't jeopardize my fame as his teacher. Because we judge a tree by its fruits. So if the fruit is rotten to the core, then we have to question about the strength of that tree, right? So if your student becomes a murka, a murk, a fool, then you have to think, what kind of teacher is he? And what is his teacher? This is a result. This is the byproduct of his teaching. That's why we have a heavy pressure on our heads. If we have a guru like Srila Prabhupada and we're a murka, then it's pretty embarrassing, especially to us, what to speak of our guru. So we have a heavy pressure. So if your guru has a good stature and a good position, then it behooves the disciple to follow suit. Sometimes they say, well, my guru, he's very learned, but I'm a fool. Like the guru may be a pundit, famous pundit in India. Well, my guru, he's a big pundit, but you know, what about me? I mean, I'm just, you know, I just chant Hare Krishna, do my meditation. No, we should, like father, like son, or like mother, like daughter, whatever the phrase is. Gangadasa Pandita Charane Namaskar Vedapati Saraswati Pati Shishya Jandra. I offer my humble obeisances at the feet of Gangadas Pandit, who is the disciple, whose disciple is the Lord of the Vedas and the master of the goddess of learning. So this is Vrindavan Das Thakur. He's entering into the picture now, the author. So he's saying, what he's trying to remind us of, see the relationship between the disciple and the guru, as we're discussing. The disciple is Nimai and the guru is Gangadas. How much humility Nimai is showing before his guru, and how much respect and accepting the chastisement and correction and in a very bold and confident and proper way. And then who is his guru? Who is Gangadas? He's a really lucky guru because his disciple is God. It's like Sandipani Muni. You know, Sandipani Muni, his disciple is God, Krishna. Or Ishwar. So he's saying, the husband of the goddess of fortune, Vedapati Saraswati Pati. Vedapati, the husband, the controller, the father, the lord of the Vedas, and the lord of Saraswati, the lord of learning. The lord of Saraswati is a disciple of your disciple. So that's kind of irony. Arakiba Gangadasa Panditera Sadhya Janashishya Chaturdasha Bhuvana Aradhya. Vrindavan Das says, what else is there to be attained by Gangadas Pandit, whose student is worshipped throughout the 14 worlds? Because the fame of the guru and disciple, they go side by side. If the guru is very famous and illustrious, and the disciple is transparent and surrendered, then the disciple also becomes very famous and illustrious. So Gangadas, having a disciple like Mahaprabhu, he's certainly become very famous for all time. Chalila Poduya Sange Prabhu Vishwambar Taraka Vishtita Jena Purna Shashadar. As Lord Vishwambar walked along with his students in the morning walk, like Prabhupada, morning walk, Chatikar Road or Rangaji Gardens, sometimes you go down to Rangaji Gardens, he appeared like the full moon surrounded by the stars. Purna Shashadar Prabhu Vishwambar Vasila Asya Nagari ya Nagari Yara Duyare Janhara Charani Lakshmi Ridaya Upare. He whose lotus feet are kept on the heart of Lakshmi came and sat at the doorstep of a local resident's house. Very interesting. So he's walking, Mahaprabhu Vishwambar is walking along with his students. Then he picks some ordinary person's house. Vasi Anagari Jara Duyare. He sits there. A local Anagari means from the Nagar. He just sits there. Yoga Patta Chande Vastra Kariya Bandan Shutrayar Karaya Prabhu Kandan Stapan. Wearing his cloth like a sannyasi, Yogapatta Chande, the Lord repeatedly established and refuted the sutras. Sutrakara Prabhu Kandan Stapan. He would establish the sutras and Kandan, he would break it. Kandan Stapan. He would establish an opposite, he would break that and establish another thing. Kandan Stapan. He would establish, it says, a sutra. Sutra means the Vedanta Sutra, one of the sutras, or one of the Sanskrit sutras, from the grammar. He would just sit on his step, and then the guy would, with some Brahmin's house, I suppose. Then the Brahmin would come out, and then he said, listen to my refutation. Then he would say one thing, the Brahmin would say, and they would say, can you refute it? And he'd say, no. Then the Brahmin would Nimai Pandit would refute it. Prabhupada Sandekarya Gyana Nahijar Kali Yuga Bhattacharya Paravitahar Shabda Gyana Nahijara Se Tarka Vakane Amaraita Prabodite Narekona Jane Jayame Kandan Kari Jay Kari Stapan Dekitaha Anyata Karuka Kona Jana. The Lord said in Kali, this is Vishnubhar, the Lord said In Kali Yuga, one who does not have any knowledge about the conjunction of words is awarded the title Bhattacharya. Oh boy. He's really fired up. He's getting back into his old mode. In other words, he was very arrogant, very proud before he got initiated. He would challenge anyone and turn over their arguments. Then he went and got initiated by Ishwarpuri. He became very humble, serving all the Vaishnavas, looking for Krishna, feeling separation, crying in Viraha, asking everybody where is Krishna, preaching Kapila Shiksha to his mother, starting to preach. Then as the dean of the school, Gangadas, was saying, Gangadas, hey, get in line. Start, hey, I'm over here. Get in line. He said, Gangadas said, get in line, start teaching properly. In other words, get back to the way you were. Get proud, get puffed up. Start challenging people. So Nimai Pandit, okay, you want me to be like I was? So he walks down with the students, goes to some Bhattacharya's house and sits down and says, okay, let's argue. So then the students could say, oh, that's our Nimai. There he is. Not all knowledge. He's not Puggle anymore. He's not a Murka. His life errors aren't disturbed anymore. That's what they're saying. He's right back where we. This is the Nimai we loved and adored. All right, give it to him, Nimai. Give him a sutra and another sutra and give another sutra between the sutras and pop him on the sutra and cut him with another sutra. Go, Nimai, go. So they're really excited and really happy. And then now they're fueling him on. So then he says, you know, listen, kids. Listen, students. This Kali Yuga, any damn guy doesn't know anything about Sanskrit. He tacks on his name, I am Bhattacharya. That's what he's saying here. He doesn't know anything. And one who has no knowledge of grammar is engaged in explaining logic. In other words, you don't even know, because Naya is much more complicated than Vyakaran. First he learned Vyakaran, then Naya, which is, Naya is based on that. So he's saying, he doesn't even know grammar, and he's saying he's a big... a logician, Naya. But none of them can defeat me. Who can challenge the way I refute and reestablish a sutra? All right, Nimai's back. The old Nimai. Okay. Now we're going to learn all this useless knowledge. E matabale vishwambara vishwanath pratyuttara karibeka hena shakti kata. In this way, Vishwambhara, the Lord of the universe, Vishwambhara, spoke. Vrindavan Das says, who has the power to answer his challenge? Ganga deki barijatta adyapaka jai shuniyas sambhara ahankara churna hai. Hearing such words, the pride of those teachers, adyapak, who passed by on their way to take bath in the Ganga was smashed to pieces. Ahankar churna haya. Their ahankar was turned into dust. Was turned into powder. They were pulverized by the pride of Nimai Pandit. Churna means lavan bhaskar churna. Their ahankar was turned into hingostak churna. Their pride was smashed to dust by the irrefutable scholarship of the Shastra Shiromani Nimai Pandit. Kar Shakti Achi Vishwambhara Samipe Siranta Dibika Hina Achena Vidvipe. Who in Navadvip had the power to establish a conclusion before Vishwambhara? Emata Aveshavakane Vishwambhara. Charidanda Ratritabu Nahiya Vasar. In this way, Vishwambhara was absorbed in ecstasy as he continued to give his explanations well into the night. So now he's changed the track. Instead of the Krishna thing, now he's back into the Sanskrit Bhav. He's fully into it. Avesh. Vakane Avesh. He's absorbed in the Vak. In the Vak. Aveshe Vakane Vishwambhara. Chari danda ratri, four dandas into the night. He was on a roll. He was just speaking Sanskrit after sunset, all day and into the night. One danda is 24 minutes, right? So danda four times 24 is 280. It's like an hour and a half. after sunset. Usually they stop at sunset and go take bath in Ganga, do Ganga Puja and take bath. He's even rolling out, okay, overtime, let's go, Sanskrit, more, come on. You want it? Okay. Daivayara eka nagari jara duyare eka mahabhagyavana achevit pravare. By providence, a most fortunate Brahmin was sitting at the doorstep of another local resident's house. Here he goes. Okay, come on. You want to fight? And he goes to one door. Tong, tong, tong. The guy goes. And he goes, come on, gang. And then he gets his gang of students and they go to the next door. Hey, come on, you want to fight? Tong, tong. All right. No one can beat our teacher. So now, Vrindavan Das is saying there's a very lucky Brahmin who's going to get benedicted by the world heavyweight. The world heavyweight is going to give a little benediction to this Brahmin, he's Mahabhagyavan, Eka Mahabhagyavan, Ache Vipravari. He's a very, very, very fortunate Mahabhagya. Vipra means Brahmin. And he was just sitting on someone's doorstep. Ratnagarbha Acharya Vikyata Tanranam Prabhura Pitara Sangi Janma Eka Gram. He was famous by the name Ratnagarbha Acharya, jewel womb. He was a jewel of the womb. He was pride and joy of the Brahmin community. He was a friend of the Lord's father, being born in the same village. Sylhet, I think. Jagannath Mishra was born in Sylhet, in East Bengal. Huh? I think it's Sylhet. It's a Shah. Sylhet. Anyway, Ratnagarbha, that means he was somewhat older, obviously older than Nimai Pandit. He's a friend of his father. We would assume that he was older. And you can imagine something stirring up here. Looks like we're going to have a fight on our hands here. Tina Putra Chandra Krishna Pada Makaranda Krishnananda Jiva Dyaru Nata Kavichandra. Ratnagarbha Acharya had three sons, Krishnananda, Jiva, and Yarunath Kavichandra. They were like bees at the lotus feet of Krishna. That's a good thing to be. Krishna Pada Makaranda. Makaranda means one who drinks pollen. One who eats pollen from the flowers is Makaranda. Krishna Pada Makaranda. One who drinks the pollen, which is the essence of the nectar, the pollen. There's a nectar than the pollen. Makaranda. Krishna Jivayana. So this is a little thing about Ratnagarbha's children. So now the base, now they're setting the standard here. The fight is, now you know the fight. The fight is between this guy who weighs 180 kgs and he's 6'6", and this guy. You know, they're giving the particulars. His trainer was so-and-so and his family's like this. So you know that these are the two parties we're going to match now. On one side we have Mahaprabhu Vishwambar and his students. On the other side we have Ratnagarbha Acharya and he has three sons and they're all really great devotees of Krishna. What more do we know about Mahaprabhu's opponent? Bhagavata Parama Adhare Dvijavar Bhagavata Shloka Pare Kariya Adhar. That topmost Brahmin had that Ratnagarbha Acharya, who was a topmost Brahmin. He's a Dvijavara, like we say, Govardhan, increase, great. He was the greatest of all the Dvijas. He's a very famous and illustrious Brahmin. That topmost Brahmin had the highest respect for the Srimad Bhagavatam. So I suggest that you pray to Ratnagarbha Acharya. Please, O Ratnagarbha Acharya, please bless me that I can have the same highest respect that you have. Karya Adhar. Adhar. Adhar means respect. Adhar. Bhagavat Shloke Pori. He had the highest respect, the verses of which he recited with great affection. So he was not only respected it, but he served it in Bhagavat Shloka Padi. Padi means the lines. Oh. It appears that what's going on here is that this person, this Brahmin, was in his last life one of the Dvijas, Yajna, what they call it? Yajnapatni. Yeah, the Yajnapatnis. Yajnapatnis were the wives, but the Yajnapatis were the husbands. And they were doing this yajna, and then Krishna's boyfriends went to bake some food over there because they were hungry. It was right on the border of, it was called Batrol, village of Batrol, which is, it's in Braj, but it's on the very tip of Braj, near the border of Mathura. And they were playing over there. It was all Krishna's design to liberate and benedict the great devotees, the Yajnapatnis. But at any rate, the Brahmins were very, they didn't even speak when the boys begged, and they snubbed them and repulsed them by sending them, didn't even pay any attention to them. They didn't even receive them as proper guests or any kind of recognition or acknowledgement of their visit, which is very offensive, even though they were children. So then they went back and reported. So apparently this Ratnagarbha has reappeared in Gaur Lila to get the mercy. This text 299 is introduction is there in English. When the hungry coward boys requested Krishna for some food, he sent them to some brahmanas who were performing a sacrifice nearby. But they were turned away by the brahmins because they considered Krishna an ordinary mortal being. Disappointed, the gopas returned to Krishna, who then sent them to the Yajnapatnis. As soon as the Yajnapatnis, who were spontaneously attracted to hearing the transcendental qualities of Krishna, because they were, as it's told, the Yajnapatnis, although they were quite a distance from Nandagaon and Varsana and Yavat and Govardhan and all these other places, and even Nidiban and Sevakunj, they were on the very edge over there in the middle of nowhere in Batrol. And it's not that they travel around here and there on their motorbikes. You know, they stay in a house. But they would hear from the Malis. The Malis would come, like in the cities, and people buy malas from a Mali. They come around. Even Aindra, the Mali, comes to his room and sells him the mala, right? So the Malis would come there, and the Palinda women would come there selling them kasturi or kumkum. Or the Malis would come and sell garlands for their daily, for their husband's puja, shalagram puja, murti puja. So the Yajnapatnis, they would meet these ladies, obviously, and pay them their fees for the service, and they would say, "What's ke pasuk? No. kya hua? Krishna kya hua? Krishna samachar kya hua? What's the news about Krishna?" Because they also, they're selling garlands in Nandagaon. They make their rounds like the newspaper boy, and they go here and there throwing the newspapers. So they sell garlands in Barsana. They sell garlands in Nandagaon. That's their business. Travel around, sell garlands and things. So we say, "Oh, you don't know that Krishna." And then they tell some leela about Krishna. And so they were hearing so much about the leelas of Krishna and the qualities of Krishna, so they became very attracted. They never saw Krishna, not once. They never laid their eyes on the beautiful form of Krishna even once. But they heard about him. Shravanam Kirtanam. And that's all. Just by hearing, you can become captivated, attracted. Because Krishna has that quality to captivate and attract and enchant just by his qualities or hearing about him, his name or his form or his sweet beautiful pastimes. So now they're a dream come true, the very object of their meditation, the very source of their inspiration was right nearby their house. He had come to reciprocate with their devotion. As you surrender unto Krishna, he rewards you accordingly. So when our devotion increases to such an intensity of separation and hankering to see Krishna, then Krishna will come. Here I am. He'll come to accept service. We're serving him moment to moment, day to day. And at some point he'll say, "Oh, I'm very pleased with your service. I want to reciprocate personally, eye to eye, face to face." And that happens in the life of Narada Muni, in the life of Dhruva, in the life of the Yajnapatnis, and all devotees. This happens. It must happen. It has to happen. It's bound to happen because that's the nature of love. Love has no bounds. Love has no rules. Love moves by its own rule. And the Lord is also controlled by that love. He's controlled by the intense love of the devotee. So when the attachment and attraction and love of the devotee increases to such a pitch, then the Lord is forced to come there to reciprocate with that loving person, that loving devotee. So as soon as they heard of Krishna's appeal for food, The Yajnapatnis immediately, first they took all innumerable foodstuffs of four different types with them. I mean, sucked, chewed, licked, drunk. And in spite of being obstructed by their husbands, brothers, and friends, which means their whole family said, where the hell are you going? You can't leave the house. You can't leave the house. This is improper. It's adharmic. How can you go out of the house without being accompanied, without the accompaniment of your son or father or husband? This is illegal, illegitimate. It can't be done. Where are you going? And what to speak of just running out? Where's your palanquin? And even 100 years ago, 200 years ago, a higher class lady wouldn't leave the house. She was in a palanquin and was covered on all four sides with curtains and be carried by some carriers, house carriers, to the next town, just to go next door to visit someone. This was Indian culture 200 years ago. Guruji told me like this. Prabhupada told me. He remembers in his time, this is in 1900s. 1900s is hardly 100 years ago. 1900s, he remembers that the Brahmin ladies or Kshatriyas, if they were going to go visit their girlfriend next door, they would have to go on palanquin because the light of the... No man is supposed to see the face of your wife, not even Mr. Sun, not even the sun planet. Because the sun, if you go in the daytime, the sun is looking. So there's curtains on all four sides. And she sits in the palanquin and she gets carried out by carriers. Even the carriers don't see. And then they set it down and they go outside, the carriers go outside. Once they're outside, then she opens the curtain and comes out and talks to her friend. Maybe. It can be like that. But sometimes people, I've heard people comment about this particular fashion, and they say, or whatever it is, and they say that this was due to the influence of the Muslims that were ruling North India, that they introduced this covering the face thing. Although the Vedic culture was there, but that was there in a minute way. And these people that are also Indians, they say that if you go to South India, and all over South India, which is quite a vast part of India, there's a very strong Vaishnav culture there. And the Muslims didn't have any influence over there. They didn't rule there. They didn't conquer over there. Even if they conquered, they didn't really have any influence on the culture or the mores of the culture. So in South India, no lady covers her hair at all. They just fold their sari in their shoulder and put a bunch of flowers. They put a bunch of flowers in their hair, actually. And their idea is that they're going to see Thakurji with their Vaishnavis, and they want to smell pretty and look pretty, so when they turn around and walk out of the temple, he'll see nice flowers and they'll smell nice. That's their meditation. So I'm not really so sure that covering the head is Vedic or not. But that's one thing. But as far as this going in a palanquin, that's Vedic.
I was in South India.
The palanquin thing is Vedic, but like the daily covering the head, I can't say that. In other words, let's finish. Like the Brahmani or the Kshatriya higher class, no one should see them except their husband. So they're in that covered palanquin, then they go to the next house. And when they're in the house, their sari is just on their shoulders, not over their face. You know what I'm saying? Because they're just with that woman. But they're not like in Braj, one woman's talking to the other woman like this.
Yes.
Well, you know, how much is the sabji? Oh, really? 5 rupees. Okay, well, I'll get some. So I understand that this is actually a Muslim import in North India from someone who's quite learned, who I respect, an Indian person.
So I was in South India for about 6 weeks. I was staying in Bangalore. Yeah. And in every parade, all the women had to be in the front. Right?
Yeah.
Colored at the back.
Yeah, all the women have to be, whenever they have parades, yeah, the same as in Guru Vayur and some other temples, they have so many festivals. The women are always in front of the Lord because they're the Shakti of the Lord. Mm-hmm. They're the devotees, and the Lord is pleased to see women. He likes to see his Shaktis, and the men walk behind. And we don't want to get too distracted in the Vedic culture. This women and men thing. The whole idea, basically, before we get too off into Hare Krishna, we want to try to, transcend the upadis. Sarvupadi vinir muktam tatpur tvena nirmalam rishikesha rishikenim sevanam bhaktyujate. Because the pure service of Rishikesh, the Lord of all senses, has nothing to do with gender, has everything to do with bhav and prem. So we we try our best through our bhajan and our meditation and our seva and our outlook to honor everyone, respect everyone, and love and serve everyone, but at the same time try our best to transcend any material attachments or designations so that we can realize the pure, transparent identity of our spiritual form and relationship with Krishna. But these cultural things are there, and you can argue about it, discuss it after class. So I think we'll stop there on the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So now, it's very interesting development story, because we only cover a little bit each day, so we can kind of hold it in our necks like a monkey. Put the verses inside your throat, and then there's a little bag under here. And underneath your jaw, there's a little sack, and that's where you store your chickpeas until tomorrow. You ever saw the monkeys? They store.
I didn't know that they stored chickpeas in
there. Yeah. Yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah, they store them in there. It's a survival thing. There's so many tangential points. But the idea is, it's survival of the fittest, right? Might is right. So they throw the chickpeas, and Junior, if Junior goes to get some chickpeas, and if he just eats them one at a time, then the big guy's going to knock him in the face and finish off his chickpeas. So what he does, he stashes them. And he puts 20 in here. And then the guy can't get them, you know, because, you know, he's got to box his jaws. Even if he boxes his jaws, they won't come out because they're underneath, like a kangaroo type thing. Like, you know, you're from the kangaroo land. So then they put it in there, and just about when they get the last one in, then the big brother says, "Oh, he got too many." And then he jumps up. He jumps up in the tree, the little guy, with all his... And the big guy goes, "Yeah, you got away this time, you rascal." You know. And then he looks around, and he goes up in the tree, and goes, like that, like a cow, like, you know, and he puts in, and they go... You know, we know, we live with these guys, you know. We know this monkey Bob. We know all their traits and characteristics. We'll probably, you know, we're one or we'll become one. Either one, I don't know what the future tells. Sometimes I have my doubts.